while we are left to sit here wondering how it is the Eagles got to this point out of the playoffs despite being 9-3 just 3 weeks ago, there is a simple answer, and that answer is turnovers. Plenty of guys talked about it today, from the coaches to the players. 35 turnovers leads the league, and when that happens, you just cannot say that you deserve to be in the playoffs.
No, I think it happens. You know, sometimes it happens in bunches. We've all coached on teams where we did not have many turnovers. And then we've coached on ones where, you know, it's happened. And, you know, that's the little thing that you just keep going back to. We look at each play that involves a turnover, and there are reasons why it happens. And we just got to do a better job of whoever has the ball in their hands, as I mentioned, has got to secure it.
I just, you know, like I said, when you talk about the single stat, everybody's a stat guy here, talk about the single stat that defines losing and winning, it's turnovers. It's turnover margin. So it's really hard to win when you have, when you're negative in the turnover margin. So we got to get it fixed. You know, last year we barely turned the ball over, hence why they were able to go on that run and you know, win some games down the stretch. So,
man, if I could have just done this one thing and would have saved that from this and this whole domino effect or whatever it was. But every guy in the locker room feels like that, and that's why I think we have such a competitive team and a team that was in position and unfortunately just, you know, missed an opportunity.
But as we do move forward, of course, Chip Kelly has said there is one more game to go. You're going to line us up. We are going to fight. So what happens here on Sunday as the Eagles go up against the New York Giants? For the defense, the big question, who starts at cornerback? Bradley Fletcher pulled in favor of Nolan Carroll against Washington. He still could start on Sunday. So could Nolan Carroll. So could Brandon Boykin, according to defensive coordinator Bill Davis.
We got Brandon Boykin. You got Nolan. You got all of them. So all of them are in the mix. Like they always have been, though. We always rep it out that way.
But you never read it outside to them.
Not in the game we haven't, no. But you could. Part of the reason, a lot of times you have four corners that are up on game day. So when I go to dime package, they're all in.
No, what I'm asking is, there is a chance Brandon could start outside?
Yeah.
A chance.
A chance. But, again, a lot of times all the corners we have are out there on the field at the same time. So, therefore, we need the nickel and dime spots.
Eagles 360 returns on Friday. For now, that will do it for your 360 update presented by Sports Authority. Happy holidays to all of you.